Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's find out who Mr. J. We know he's rooting for the Eagles versus the Packers. Penn State or Notre Dame, Mr. Jason Kelsey, of course, brought to us by Garage Beer. The garage, it's always open, and it's always there for you to drink. For look, all these games I've had, you kidding me? The garage beer, beer like it should be, beer like it used to be, beer like it still is with Garage Beer. Find it at your local retailer, drinkgaragebeer.com, official beer of the Kelsey brothers and dads everywhere. Good morning, Jason.
Morning. How are we doing?
How are you, pal?
Good.
Dude, I dig the winter hat look indoors. You come in from
the cold. With the t-shirt, no less.
Yeah,
all right?
It works. Offensive lineman, too. It's a good,
it's a good vibe.
It's a great vibe.
I appreciate that.
It's a playoff vibe.
Why do you think you can offer up, like, fashion
it's a great
advice
point.
Or yeah.
Guys,
no.
Or even opinion?
There's, everybody has an opinion.
But here's the compliment.
Yeah, you know what
here's
the following here's the, that is, right?
The compliment I'm trying to give Jason is he pulls it off, I can't. He's got the beard, it works for the winter. I can't, I don't.
He's Jason Kelsey,
he's got the guns.
I think you can say with right? Everything that Jason wears compared to you.
Those eyeglasses like you can.
Dude, they're horrible. I'm just giving my eyes a rest
they're
for a couple
thick,
days.
They're pretty thick, right, Jay?
Dude, they're dirty.
When he looks at a map, he can see people waving.
Dad joke. Love it.
That is awesome.
Everyone's taking their shots now. All right, Jason, you fired up for the postseason, man?
Of course. Yeah.
Do you miss playing? Is this the first time you miss it the most? Or that's the wrong way to frame
first
it.
First time you miss it the most.
Wrong way to say.
Is this the most you miss it?
Definitely more.
You miss it.
I gotcha. The moment you're not out there with the guys is probably hits the hardest.
Yep.
But yeah, of course, the playoffs are huge. You know, obviously, I'm one season removed from this magical season that the Eagles have put together.
Yeah.
So, in some ways, jealous, of course, but really, really happy for a lot of these guys that I was teammates with for a long time, and I just. You know, we had Charles Barkley on the show the other week, and you know, he's like, they're my favorite. I think everybody's really high on the Eagles right now, and rightfully so. They've had a incredible season of improvement and growth, and
yep.
It feels like they're peaking all at the right time.
So here's what stunned me early this week. Absolutely floored me.
Yeah.
Eagles fifth to win the Super Bowl, not second or third or even fourth. Fifth behind Baltimore. What, like, Jason, that makes zero sense to me. Baltimore's got Buffalo and Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have like no home field advantage after the first game.
Yeah.
Lamar, I mean, I'm not trying to rip him. I like Lamar, but he often loses in the postseason.
Yeah.
And I just think the Eagles are better. And by the way, I think they proved it a month ago when they won in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, man. I am confused by the nation's because I first off, congratulations, your show. I was there
trying. Yeah.
How do you feel about it? I thought you did a very nice job, but give me your thoughts.
I think we tried something really ambitious and probably did a little bit too much for show one in hindsight. And part of that's just
tried to do too much.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Story.
You really
is old
feel
as time.
That way?
I think that for how skilled I am at that right now, I think that I could have done better. From execution and run a show, but I think all in all, I'm very happy with it. I'm very happy with the creativeness of it and the lengths that we went to pull it off, and the people that are involved.
That's cool.
And I think that all in all, we had some tremendous stories from panelists that were involved, did some creative things, and I'm excited to keep making more of them. Yeah,
I'm really excited that you are. That they are allowing the weirdness to come through. I don't think that I realized initially just how weird you must be deep down. And then we saw, of course, like little glimpses as fans, you know, like the Mummer thing.
Yeah.
Incredibly weird. Like right out the back then at the time, it was celebrational. But man, you know, there were glimmers of weirdness and you are embracing that fully. It's coming through on your show. I think we all love that part, the stuff that makes you so different. And it's, man, it's a positive thing.
Yeah.
I hope they keep grasping onto it as well as they have.
I think the key is going to be making it, embracing that weirdness, but also embracing the authenticity. And I think that for me, we're trying, you're trying to create something. I've never been in a position where you're doing these skits and things like that live in front of an audience, which is a whole thing.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I was in band class. I enjoy all sorts of different things. I'm very eccentric, I guess, in my likes and whatever. But for me, I think all that stuff is awesome. And I loved Conan as a kid, and I like that kind of humor as well. But I think it also needs to correlate with me, and I need to let my personality show in that stuff. And I think that that's where I'm still figuring that out.
Good. Well, I'll tell you this, Jason. One thing that bothered me about the reaction is how critical people were to a first show. I mean, I said yesterday on our show, you know, I think we stunk for 6 months. I mean that.
Stunk.
Okay, our program, 2016 and 2017, we were kind of like the 2016 Eagles and then the 2017 Eagles. We found our wet, you know what I'm saying?
We might have been worse than the 2016 Eagles.
No, we were like the 2020 Eagles
they
in the
didn't
beginning.
Mention
that's
that
a much more appropriate analogy.
And Jason, I was unaware that we were bad.
Well, we had to shield that from you.
Why was I not included?
Yeah, Joe and I were bad.
Seriously. Well, do you want the honest answer?
Yeah.
Because you were 95% of why we were bad.
Someone needs to tell me this.
I'm joking.
I'm where Richie was.
I'm joking. But no, Jason, all jokes aside, you know, it bugged me that, I get it, man. Like, you're in the public eye, and people are, and a lot of people are rooting for you. There's some people nationally not, because they're oh, he's overexposed and all this.
Yeah.
But here's, let me tell you this, man. Like, I applaud your ambition to try different things, and I rebuke those that act like it's crazy to try. I mean, David Letterman had stupid animal tricks or whatever that thing was for years.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, Carson did weird. Like,
I mean, Conan had Triumph and all that stuff.
I mean, so very successful have done very different, and obviously what it's about is finding the right ones that work.
Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of those
hard
guys
to got, do after one show
for sure. And a lot of those guys got criticized their first show. I mean, I know Conan, very well knowingly was kind of crushed by the critics early on. And I, you know, I think it's fair. Listen, I've been, I can't say like, oh, you know, it's my first show when I'm on a major network television that's been given an opportunity. A lot of that's because, you know, the success of the podcast and a lot of other things that I've done really well. So the expectation's high, and that's the standard. And I'm just going to keep working to try and meet those expectations. But
well, you always have. Yeah, I think you'll be fine. I hope ESPN gives you a good run, because if they do, I have no doubt you'll land the plane in a good way. I really do.
Thank you.
215-592-9494. All right, your opportunity to interact with Jason here over the next hour. Also, your chance tomorrow at 8 o'clock to win tickets to the Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. What an unbelievable chance to go to this game if you don't have tickets, to go to the game. Now, here's the key. You got to listen today at 8 o'clock. Today at 8, coming up in 22 minutes, to hear a name. And with that name, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, you can win the tickets to the Eagles and Packers.
Of course, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
So be tuned in 22 minutes for yet another name. We've given a couple this week, and your chance to win the tickets. 215-592-9494. All right, I got to get to a wild report yesterday. Pro football, college football. All right, so I don't know how many people saw this, because it wasn't a major headline on all the news sites, but a couple. Tom Pelissero reported that Bill Belichick was contacted by Tom Brady about becoming the Oakland Raiders coach. What are they, Las Vegas Raiders?
Las Vegas, yes.
All right. Now, or Los Angeles, before you say, like, well, this is nonsense, just know this. Ladies and gentlemen, just know this, two facts. One, Belichick has a clause in his contract with UNC, $10 million buyout if he leaves UNC.
Which is a pittance. Yeah.
Which is
nothing. Team
if he leaves second, before June 1st. So if you weren't of the mindset to maybe leave before June 1st, you wouldn't have the clause in your contract. So 10, Ben, NFL owner can do $10 million, right?
Yeah, it's a drop in the bucket.
Roll out of bed, $10 million falls
out. Drop in the bucket.
So that's number one. Number two. Billy Belichick, for those that are too young to know this, or old enough to know but perhaps
has
forgotten.
Has done this before?
Two times.
Oh, I am very aware as a Browns fan.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Well, I don't know if you know what I'm about to say. I think you do.
That you're going to say the Jets.
The Jets was what I was thinking of, yeah.
Two times. Ben, do you know Bill Belichick twice was the head coach of the New York Jets without coaching them in a game?
I had no idea.
One time for one day. He was the coach of the Jets official. Jets coach
got
twice.
Announced twice,
and never coached them.
Wow, was that the napkin thing?
Well, so it was. It was the like Parcells thing. It was. Yeah. There was some work around trying to get Parcells in. One time, try to get him from New England. One time, Belichick backed out. It was a whole
crazy
mess. Yeah. But my point is, like, would it shock you if he gets offered an NFL job this week? If he leaves you, and by the way, here's the key today. The report came out yesterday. If Belichick does not come out today and say, everyone, hear me loud and clear, read my lips, to use the George Bush thing from 35 years ago, read my lips, I will stay the UNC coach. If he don't say that today, then he might be leaving.
I'll just say, I saw
anything can happen.
Saw him yesterday at NFL Films, and he said he was going recruiting, but...
Well, yeah.
I don't know if
can you imagine?
It is, yeah.
Bill Belichick on the recruiting trail for high school kids.
I cannot
imagine. Or trying
to that's even a tell. There's no way that guy's going recruiting.
There's no chance.
It's so he's lying.
Mythical.
What's he lying about?
It's so mythical.
Bill in the living room with the parents and the family.
Guys, but I had Bill Walsh in mind.
That's
Bill
wild,
Walsh
man.
Bill Walsh showed up. He was at Cumberland Valley
High
School.
That is amazing.
That's so cool.
Georgie Richie's whipping him up. Spaghetti
amazing.
And meatballs.
That's amazing.
And you still have the letter from him, right?
Yeah, and it's pages and pages. The legal letter.
That's
pages.
Great, man. Anyway,
so pencil.
Keep your eye on the Belichick story. We'll see where it goes. But again, if he doesn't deny it today, then you know maybe there's something there. So we'll see. And of course, Brady. How wild would it be if Tom Brady's his boss?
That would be nuts.
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick,
that'd be
boss.
Nuts.
I mean, that could happen.
They've worked well as a team before.
That's true. A lot of success there.
They did for two decades until they did. All right, Jason, before we get to the calls, Eagles, Packers, thoughts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even early thoughts anymore. We're halfway through the week. Game's in 3 days. Eagles, Packers, what are you thinking?
You know, two great teams. I mean, you're going to play great teams at this point in the season. I like the Eagles. I think it'll be a close game, but I think the Eagles will win. Being at home, I just think that they have better players across the board.
Yep.
You know, I think there's a wild card out there with LaFleur, and some of me still thinks to that like Dallas game last year and that game plan that he put together, and how they just blew the doors off of them, and maybe that's kind of clouding my judgment a little bit. But I just think the Eagles are the best team. I think they're peaking at the right moment, and they're so much better than they were earlier in the year, and both teams are, but especially the Eagles, and they beat them earlier in a neutral site. So at home, how much they've improved, I think the Birds, yeah.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Jason with us for about the next 45 minutes, 215-592-9494.
Before we get out to the calls, have you talked to Doug Peterson at all? Have you communicated with Doug in any way?
We were texting, but not since the firing. No,
yeah.
I haven't texted
him,
reached out yet.
Yeah,
it's
a rough spot.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's part of the business, right? Mm-hmm. I think, you know, unfortunately, you know, things don't go right sometimes, and, you know, you work, and for whatever reason, it doesn't work out. So I think that for him, you know, he's probably doing all right. I mean, it's not good to be fired, and, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, you're upset with. You know, a lot of people are out of jobs, and... But, you know, he's had a tremendous career as a player and as a coach already. And, you know, if he wants to continue doing it, I'm sure he'll have other opportunities.
So. You know, Nick, the only head coach you played for that hasn't been fired.
You said Nick.
No, Nick is the only coach.
Oh, I thought you said you know Nick. You were calling Jason Nick.
Nick is the only.
Didn't you?
Yeah,
originally.
I did, too.
Only coach you played for that hasn't been fired.
Uh-huh.
It's very true.
Yeah. Wild. Yeah. And that includes Andy, who...
Went on to a pretty good game.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did. All right, let's get to Kenny right now. Kenny, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Proud LaSalle College High School graduate.
There you
1983.
Go. Oh, boy.
Why is the
never
college
brought it up to you,
before
though.
The high school? Why is it like that? LaSalle College High School.
All right, so LaSalle used to be next door to LaSalle College because it was LaSalle College before it became a university. And it was the prep school, and they're both down on Ogontz Avenue. And then they moved up to where they are now in Winmore, but they kept the name because it was the prep school for LaSalle College at the time.
Yeah, should have dropped the name.
Hmm. We can change
it's good
it now,
knowledge.
Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, if you went to the school, I would hope you would.
It does feel like it's no longer necessary, Kenny.
Well, you know, I could say your middle name is no longer necessary.
That's good.
Well, valid point.
All right, Kenny, what do you got on the birds, my man?
You know, I hate that people are worried about this game because I'm not at all. You know, I'm biased because I am such a big Eagles fan, but I mean, their quarterback's got questions. They're coming here, and we have a good home field advantage. I can't remember the last time we lost a playoff game here. You know, we did at one point, but
2019 when Carson got injured, and then the other guy got injured.
Ah, that was.
What was the other guy's name? Who was that guy? Backup.
Josh McCown.
Yeah.
Torn hamstring. I just think that we're just a better team, and there's something about we get that same feeling we had in 2018. Oh, by the way, Jason,
yeah,
never talked to you before. I'm glad you're still around because we never see you anymore. So it's nice to.
Oh boy, hire this guy for your show as a comedian.
He's very good.
it's got that same vibe, that same feeling in the air that something special is going to happen.
Well, listen, we've had that feeling a few times, Kenny, and it's a great feeling. Here's what I'll say: sometimes. One time, it works out, and, you know, all the other times it hasn't. I mean, that's a fact in modern history. I'm not going back to 60. But let's be real. The times we've been really confident, I wasn't alive for 80, but I'm sure people were. Eagles were, you know, home field and the whole deal. 80, 02, 03, 04, 17, 22. One Super Bowl. And I'm not ripping anybody. I'm just saying those are the facts. And this is another one of them, where you enter the playoffs saying, my squad's got a legitimate shot to win it all. Legitimate. Which is awesome. All right, Kenny, give me a great answer. What is a scene that's a cheesy scene in a movie or a show?
This always cracks me up. The end of Rocky. Not that he's yelling Adrian, but when she finally gets there, he goes, where's your hat?
Yeah, okay, the where's your hat thing. You got it, man. We have discussed that many, many times in our show.
Maybe too many times.
Well, you've been fixated on that pretty much your whole life.
Well, Jason, one of the great life questions for Joe DeCamera.
What we were trying to figure out is, was the hat falling off?
No, we're not trying to figure it out.
Well, I was.
You.
Yes.
Yeah. Was it intentional or unintentional when the hat fell off? Was it metaphoric or did it happen?
Come on, man.
And then the director's like, oh, that's kind of interesting. The hat fell off. Let's utilize that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the mysteries in life. All right.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, no one is.
All right, let's get to let's go to Chris right now. Chris, you're on WIP.
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
What up, Chris?
Jason, I'm not sure you remember me. I was the guy driving down to his bachelor party that you guys said wouldn't make it before we played Washington that Thursday night.
That's awesome.
But I made it 2 weeks out of marriage, but I gave my wife the whole talk on Sunday night. I said, honey, 6 weeks. You're not going to see a lot of me this week. You're playing second fiddle to the Eagles.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh. How'd that go?
By the way, Chris, I got to rip you for not having had that conversation before getting married. Right? You should have set that for all playoff scenarios for the rest of your life.
And, Chris, I'd just like to know, for some women, we're really okay with that.
I think she just ripped you, Chris.
Driving down. Yeah. But, no, she's the best. Thank you, guys. Listen, I'm confident. I feel the same way the guy that just called felt. I feel a little overconfident, but what does worry me is the rust. That being said, I feel like that can be, you know, combated with play calling, right? You know, somebody that hasn't been out there for a while. You can maybe design the opening game plan to try to give him some easy throws to get him back in that rhythm.
That worked, Jason?
No doubt.
Screen passes and stuff like that, help a QB get in?
I mean, anytime you do screen passes, short passes, things that are easy completions and, you know, nakeds and things like that, there's ways to definitely kind of, you know, get some no-brainers out there, so to say, that can get you going early for sure.
Get him rhythmic. When they're going best, that's the way they always talk. Quarterbacks talk about being in rhythm and on time. And Kellen Moore, who was a quarterback, certainly knows how that feels. And when he gets into that rhythm with Jalen and they're out there, they're feeling it, that's when this offense gets... I am not worried. And Nick talked about this yesterday. He, because of the way they practice, he does expect these guys to hit the ground running. He's not accounting for rust because he thinks that the speed, the tempo, everything, they will practice as close to game speed as possible. We all know it's about to get fast, really fast and crazy and fun. But those guys are looking forward to just letting it loose. They need this. They're waiting.
Hey, Chris, give me a big answer. This is for the auto show tickets. Cheesy scene in a movie or show.
Oh, this is easy. Mighty Ducks 2, when they ran through South Central Los Angeles and then all of a sudden magically became the greatest hockey team in the world.
That is
and
pretty good.
You got it.
Knuckle puck. That's okay. The genesis of the knuckle puck.
I don't know, too. I don't know.
D2, man. Come on.
Is it cheesier than Let Them Play with Bad News Bears 3?
At the Astrodome?
That's 2. That's Bad News Bears 2.
That's 2.
That's 2. And then 3, they go
Let
to Japan.
Let Them Play. Kelly Slater, so man. All-timer.
That's unbelievable. All right. 215-592-9494. Jason, how different is the postseason? John talked yesterday extensively about it. How would you sum it up?
Well, you're playing a lot of really good teams. You're playing great players. And you're playing units that operate really efficiently together. You know, I think that it's really easy, no shocker, to beat bad teams, but a big reason for that is that they beat themselves. And in the postseason, that's harder to beat teams that, you know, don't beat themselves. So I think all the little details are so much more impactful. You know, how you hit an angle on a block, the call that you make can make a huge difference. Taking care of the football is at a premium. And I think that it all just gets magnified. And you're playing better players across the ball on average. Physicality is much higher. The intensity is much higher. Everybody knows, you know, whoever loses, your season's over.
Is the anxiety higher?
It's amazing. It makes you realize how much better you could have been during the regular season. I can remember being out there on the field like, man, I am rolling through people. Like, I feel like such a badass right now. Why didn't I just focus this much, like, in week 15?
And you think it came from focus, John?
Absolutely. It was like, you can always elevate your level. You can always, like, just get dialed in that much more. And this postseason is what makes you realize that. I really do believe that teams that go to the postseason, they get better in part because they all realize this fact. You can do that much more.
And I also
and it works.
For sure. And I also think it's like the pure fact that you're not guaranteed the next game. When you're in the middle of a season, you got more games coming on. It's very easy to be like, you know, caught up in the middle of that, and it's like it's a grueling long season, especially for older players. And once you get to the postseason, man, it's one and done. And all of these guys have become so close to this point for each one of these teams. They've all had good seasons. They all think they can win a Super Bowl, and it's going to take that much more intensity and effort and, you know, cohesion to get the job done.
Yeah, the fear gives you that much more adrenaline or something. It really is. You feel like you are lifting the piano the whole time. You know, like that those stories of the mother
who
falls on the baby, the adrenaline, she can do superhuman things. You feel like you can do superhuman things.
Well, I want to ask a flip side question because I hear what you guys are saying, and you guys know I totally respect it. Here's the flip side. Jason, I'm curious if this is ever in play. So for fans, we get very anxious. Yeah. Playoff game, my team's down 10 points. Like James, the Arizona game in 08.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Eagles are down 24-6 in the first half. Like, I mean, I was at an old girlfriend's house. I had I never, ever, ever would curse around her parents. I probably had 50 F-bombs in the first half. You get really, I mean, Ben, you know this, you get really anxious. Do players get anxious in a way, now I hear what John's saying, it can help you dial in, but if you're down, does the anxiety ever hurt your performance? Because I've got 15 minutes left in my season if we don't get this together right now.
For sure, it can. You know, and I think that's the key to having great leadership and great coaching. And I think that players, the more you're put in that position, the less that anxiety affects you. So that's why it's important, in my opinion, to have a good depth of veteran presence with younger players. Like, younger guys typically are very high energy, like, it's not anxiety. It's just like a bunch of energy. And to direct that in the proper places, it takes veteran guys that have been in those positions before, as well as coaching. But I think that that's a big part of it. And there's a reason why Pat Mahomes has how many Super Bowls he has.
Managing that emotion.
There's a reason Tom has those, because 9 times out of 10 in the playoffs, it's going to come down to a quarterback or head coach. And the guys that manage those emotions and the swells of the game ends up making a huge difference in one score games.
Emotion can sap you. Emotion, you can be completely shot. But before the game even starts, if you don't manage your emotion properly, seriously, you could be taking a nap at halftime because you've done too much.
In 2017, we had a lot of veteran presence that had already been to Super Bowls, had already won them or had lost them, and all of those guys said the same thing, man. Like, you're just, the energy is going to take you to another place, man. Keep everything that got us here is what's going to help us win the game.
Yeah.
So they were actually trying to almost, you know, weather
bring
that a little bit,
bring it down,
and then out there on the field, direct it in the right direction.
The really good ones are able to slow it down when everything else gets so fast.
Well, Tiger, I'm using other sports here. Tiger, to me, with a putter, like that's like, because you know, you guys in football, you're hitting, like, it's a different physical dynamic than the putter when you can like shake.
Oh yeah.
And Tiger Woods' prime ability, and prime lasted for about 15, 18 years, to just be, I mean, as laser focused and not seemingly ever affected by nerves.
The heartbeat slower.
I think in football, I think in football there is something that occurs once you get at the, you can get a little bit distracted, but until you get out there on the field and you get that first hit in, I really do think there's something to do with, like,
there's no
that,
question,
that concussive impact snaps you into the reality of, like, the game. Like, you're
cortex.
Ready.
Yeah,
that hit, and you are there. Like, it really is like riding a bike, and you know that you're ready to go, and you can't be distracted.
Jason, do you want Jalen, and we don't mean from, like, you know, a concussion standpoint, but if you're Nick, do you almost want Jalen to take on a guy early and get it out of his way?
I don't know. I mean, Jalen's played and come back from concussions before, so I don't think that this is going to be that drastic of an issue for him. I really don't.
But, John, you say yes to that?
I want him to, you know, run the ball early. You know, pull read, keep it, take a hit, you know, feel the hit, know that it's okay. And
get up and you play the next play.
I
want him to call the play that's the best chance of working and scoring a touchdown. I think that I do think RPOs are good against teams like this. They play a lot of zone coverages. You can mess with the linebackers when they're in their zones and try and mess with them. You can do zone reads, and all that stuff is paired well against these teams that have tried to run zone coverages against the Eagles. So if it's a zone game and those plays are there, call them early, and he'll run into somebody and realize he's okay. And